AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians.
President Biden is vowing the U.S. will help the people of Syria rebuild a new government.
The United States will work with our partners and the stakeholders in Syria to help them seize an opportunity to manage the risks.
In remarks at the White House, the president says the U.S. and its allies will be watchful for signs of any terrorist uprising.
ISIS will try to take advantage of any vacuum.
And says U.S. forces have already taken preemptive strikes against ISIS camps in Syria. The AP's Karim Shahayeb reports on celebrations in Syria and acts of defiance.
People have broken into prisons across the country, finding political prisoners and other people that have gone missing for years. People broke into the presidential palace, tearing down portraits of the former president and posing in the lavish halls.
Neighboring Jordan and Lebanon have closed their border crossings with Syria. Israel seized a buffer zone in the Golan Heights, reports our Karen Chamas.
Hours after Assad's overthrow, Israel announced it has seized a buffer zone in the Golan Heights, established by a ceasefire agreement with Syria in 1974.
President-elect Donald Trump says he will end the war in Ukraine, suggesting a ceasefire deal.
Hundreds of thousands of bodies laying all over fields. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and it should have never been allowed to happen. Biden should have been able to stop it.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. In New York City, police and the FBI continue the hunt for the gunman who killed the CEO of United Healthcare last week. Moana 2 is again the top movie at the box office. This is AP News. A Wizard of Oz relic has fetched millions at auction.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update.
There's no place like home.
An anonymous bidder paid $28 million for one of four surviving pairs of ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. Bonnie Raitt, The Grateful Dead, Francis Ford Coppola, Arturo Sandoval, and the Apollo Theater are recipients of Kennedy Center honors. CBS will show the honors as a special on December 22nd. The Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Cowboys will feature an alternate broadcast done by The Simpsons. The NFL players will be animated with chips that track their movements. Simpsons Fun Day Football will stream on ESPN+, Disney+, and NFL+, with the regular broadcast on ABC and ESPN. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.